Thank you for calling Court. My name is Mercy. How may I help you?
I'm sorry. I got a charge on my card, and this was the number that was next to the card, and I just wanted to see what business it is and what the charge might be.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that sell different products and also have many sites online. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Mm-hmm. It's 35010.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And your first and last name again, please?
Gay Mobley.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Your zip code is 35010.
Right.
And your last name is Mobley?
Mobley. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And just verify I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
810 Rocket Creek Drive, Alexander City, Alabama, 35010.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. Are you from, well, is Daryl your husband?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So this came under his name. Is he familiar with any surveys that came to his phone? Or do you remember any Wi-Fi boosters being received? I see this started on May 4th.
Daryl, did you get some kind of Wi-Fi booster or something, some survey that you took? Well, this is $54.95. He said it was something like $7.97.
For the shipping and handling, yes, ma'am. It was a free gift. What had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that with receiving the free gift was some it came along with the subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store, which is an online gadget store that you can go into to purchase different gadgets. And it also came along with a $125 gift card. But with that survey that said that you want a free gift, due to their terms and conditions, it came along with that subscription of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Yes, ma'am.
So what did he pay $54.95 for?
It would have got emailed to him with some login information and a link to go onto the website so he can receive that $125 gift voucher, as well as look at different gadgets such as a headlamp or any, let's see. It would have been a headlamp on the website. It got fitness watches, dash cameras, spy cameras, gadgets such as those. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how do we get rid of all this? We don't want any of that. I think he got suckered into something.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Map, I'm going to get you a confirmation number to confirm it's canceled in just 1 second.
Okay.
Something else has been bought on?
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I do have that confirmation number available for you. It's C as in Darley.
Hang on 1 second. Let me write that down.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead.
C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
287-860-227.
Okay. And will this get that removed, that charge removed?
I do apologize, ma'am. Due to those terms and the conditions, I'm not able to process a full refund, but I can get you 50% back on that charge, and future charges will be canceled effective immediately. Hold on. 1% off calculator. And 50% of the $54.95 will be $27.04 going back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
So on the card that he used, we'll get a credit of 27, whatever you said.
27.48, going back onto the card, ending in 38.54.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's put this on that document to make sure they get it through as well. And yes, ma'am, this account is canceled to prevent any future charges, so this won't happen again.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.